Sunday with Miriam on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Travel Department. Explore the wonder of the world's most iconic sites with Travel Department, the world discovered together.
Well, tonight on Virgin Media One TV, Lucy Kennedy returns with a new series of Living with Lucy, and her first guest is none other than Caitlyn Jenner, a famous personality in her own right. She was formerly known as Olympian Bruce Jenner, dad to two of the Kardashian Jenner sisters, and Lucy went to stay with her in her house in Malibu. And Lucy joins me now from Limerick. Lucy Kennedy, good morning to you.
Oh, how is my favourite person in Ireland?
Listen, Lucy, there must be only one question that everyone must be asking at the moment. What is Caitlyn Jenner like?
What is she like in real life?
Yeah.
Do you know what? She was fine. Like, I went over there, so many questions, being one of the most curious people in the world. In that, you know, as you said, Bruce Jenner, former Olympian. She was married to a Kardashian, the most famous transgender woman in the world. She's a 75-year-old Republican. She's friends with Donald Trump. She's a reality. There were so many questions. And we did get through everything. But she was full of beans for 75, and she's hard of hearing. We kind of discussed everything within reason. We discussed her transitioning. We discussed her children. When she was Bruce, that was the year I was born, 1976. So at times I kind of felt like, not that I was with my mum, but she's the same age as my mum. Mm. So I kind of felt like I was with an older person. So I had to kind of look after Caitlyn in that kind of sense.
And, you know, living with Lucy, describe the house to me. I'm thinking big swimming pool, plenty of bling. What was it like?
Pretty much that. A little bit of gold here and there. So then where I lived, where I stayed, there was two bedrooms in the main house. And then you kind of go down the stairs, past her cars, and then into this little granny flat. And I was in her granny flat then downstairs. I had my own loo, which I always find so exciting, and then a really nice bedroom. So then in the morning, I would kind of walk out of my little granny flat, past her cars, past her garage, and upstairs into the main house with my pajamas on.
Of course.
So surreal.
You know, she would be a very seasoned TV pro at this stage, Lucy. You know, she's been involved in all the early years of the Kardashian shows. Do you think you were able to get through that professional veneer? Do you think you got to kind of who she actually is?
To a point. I'm going to be honest with you, and I find this with a lot of reality stars, whether it's, you know, Katie Price or Kerry Katona. I've lived with 60 people now. Mm. I find that the reality stars generally, they kind of give the same answer because they're so used to giving it. Mm. You know, so whatever I asked her, I almost knew what she was going to say. But what I did find differently, I suppose, was just how relaxed she was with me and how quickly she realized that I'm just, you know, a nosy Irish mum of three. I'm not a journalist. I wasn't interviewing her. I was chatting to her. And I think she relaxed with me and possibly saw me as like one of her daughters, just not as beautiful, clearly. But I think she relaxed in my company, but she is very reality. And the camera was on, she found the light, you know?
Mm. Did she seem a happy person, a contented person? Like, I think you spent, is it about 3 days you spent with her?
Yes. And it's such an intense time together. It's very intimate because it's 2 nights and 3 days. And in the evening, the crew go home or they go to the hotel in the case when I was living with Caitlyn. And so it's just me and the guest. And I'm still talking and I'm still, you know, trying to make sure they're nice and relaxed with me for the following morning. Mm-hmm. But it's a bizarre experience, to be honest. I think about it,
there was another woman, I think, living in the house when you stayed, Sophia Hutchins. Do you mind explaining to me who she was? What was her relationship, and what happened then?
Okay, so there's been speculation for years. They've been friends for 10 years, and people have been speculating that they dated. Well, having lived there, they certainly didn't. There's no relationship. It was almost like just two housemates. Mm. Sophia was Caitlyn's manager. She paid the bills. She booked all of Caitlyn's flights. She did all of Caitlyn's social media. She did everything for her, like, say, I would for my parents. Mm. So she was very much in that role. And they lived together. They both transitioned at the same time. And I think Caitlyn kind of saw something in Sophia Sophia and said, listen, you need somewhere to live. You can come and live with me. Then their friendship developed and their professional relationship developed. And then Sophia literally became Caitlin's right arm, to the point where even when I was there chatting to Caitlin, she would look to Sophia. And then Sophia would say, Caitlin, remember, that's when you blah, 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 blah. So she was Caitlin's right arm. Anyway, 3 weeks after coming home, because I lived with Caitlin early June, the first weekend of June, 3 weeks when I came home, I was in Classic Hits doing Brekkie Radio, and I was just kind of flicking through Daily Mail looking for like celebrity gossip. And I saw Sophia Hutchins plunge to her death outside Malibu home. I couldn't believe it, Miriam. I know exactly where it happened. It was down the road from Caitlin's house. So 3 weeks after I lived there, Sophia was in an ATV, which is, you know, like a, you'll see it in the show tonight, this kind of little car that Caitlin gardens and puts all the grass and stuff in the back of it. She came down the road. Caitlin lives in Malibu, right up in the hills. So she came down this kind of spirally road, clipped a car, and the whole thing tipped over, and she was killed instantly. And my immediate thought was, poor Caitlin, because she is now completely isolated. I wouldn't say she knows how to pay a bill. I wouldn't say she knows what to do. And just from a human perspective, because they are just like us, everybody is the same. From a human perspective, I just hope her girls kind of look after her, because she is a 75-year-old, almost deaf person, you know? Oh. Very, very sad, isn't it?
What a tragedy. God,
yes. Poor woman. What a tragedy.
Now, listen, also, I'm interested, like, she's a Republican, Caitlin. Did you and do you discuss politics with her? I mean, she's kind of a vocal President Trump supporter, isn't she?
Not only that, but she, because I said to her, look, I just can't get my head around this. The fact that you are a transgender woman and Donald Trump is making it very clear that there's only two genders in America, male and female. So I said, what I just don't understand, can you explain to me as if I'm four? How can you still support Donald Trump? And she said, I have known Donald Trump my whole life. I knew Donald Trump when I was Bruce Jenner winning the gold medal at the Olympics. And she said, I've known Donald Trump for such a long time. He is one of my good friends. We play golf together. So I said to her, okay, without being rude then, because I'm very mindful that I can't be rude. I'm in somebody's home and I still have to say to them, you know, can I have a towel to have a shower later on, please? So I said, so look, can we generally then say maybe it's because you are one of the elite, you know, people in LA, and maybe he makes an allowance for you because you're powerful and you're wealthy and you've known him. Whereas for another younger person who's trying to transition in or has already transitioned in LA and in the States, it's a very different world for them. And she said, absolutely. So I think she sees Donald Trump more as a friend. And I think that's why she is behind him.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
Who you meet lots of other. Who are the other you're meeting in
the
this series?
The others are, so after Caitlin, the following Sunday is James McLean. Do you know, have you ever met James?
Yeah, he's such an interesting character.
Such an interesting character. Again, slightly controversial. We discussed the whole puppy wearing thing. I met his beautiful wife and their babies.
Aaron.
And we went to Wrexham because he's the captain of Wrexham. Then after him, Dermot Gavin. He finally let me in. He finally let me into his house in Wicklow, and that was great crack. We just laughed for the weekend. And then we finished off the series, only four this year because of time, Nicola Tallant.
Oh, great, yeah.
The crime. Oh, my God, yes. And again, really interesting person. And I was saying to her, look, I know that you're a very serious crime journalist, but I just want to see you in your pajamas, drinking wine in your house. Like, what are you like in real life? And that is what Living with Lucy is. I don't interview people. I chat to people because I'm curious and I genuinely love people. And I know that you're the same. There's no one I wouldn't chat to, no matter who you are, where you're from, what you have, what you don't have. So Living with Lucy is like, it's hanging out with somebody and chatting to them for 3 days. And a lot of the time I don't agree, but I'm well able to talk to somebody, even if we disagree on things, because I think it's good to talk. And I think it's good to keep, you know, communicating with people regardless of what they think, you know. Like, Caitlin didn't agree with most of the things I said. I didn't agree with most of the things that she said, but we were able to live together in harmony. And hopefully that's the way the world will be.
And also, you know, because we mentioned James McLean there, it's interesting, before you go in to live with him, like, obviously, I think he's spoken before about autism, about not wearing the poppy.
Yes.
Do you say you want to talk about everything, Lucy, or do some people say, no, I'm not going to talk about that or whatever?
What I always say to people, and again, I think this is why I'm still doing what I do, is because I have total respect for people and I will always make sure that they are comfortable with what I'm going to ask them. Or I'll say to them, listen, I'm going to ask you just about, you know, the puppy and why you're not comfortable wearing. Are you okay if we do it now? We are going to do it in the 3 days. You can say what you want to say. You can trust me that I'm not trying to trap you, but I am going to ask you. So I will generally warn somebody and say, look, why don't we talk about the puppy, say, when we go for a beer, or why don't we? And I think as well, I do it in a way that I'm not interviewing them. So, and they're also kind of educating me, to be honest, because I'm not a journalist, you know, I'm not a politician. So I'm kind of learning as I go along. I'm just asking the questions that my next door neighbor would, you know?
Yeah. No.
So James, we did discuss the puppy and he brought me back to his home in Derry, and I understand why he doesn't. I do. I get it. You know, he's such a proud Irish man. He's a lovely, lovely person.
Yeah, he's a fab guy. Now, look, when it's all over and you leave a house like Caitlyn Jenner's home in Malibu to go home to your own home, do you heave a sigh of relief, Lucy, at the normality of it all when you get back to your own home?
Absolutely. 115%. I can get back. I can get into a tracksuit. I can go down to Spar. I can live my normal, boring life with anonymity and not have paparazzi chasing me or people commenting on me. Even when I was out with Caitlin in a restaurant, she never gets a split seconds just to switch off. And with now that we're in the world of mobile phones, people walk over filming. So you're trapped. Yeah. You're trapped. And like you could be, like someone could be doing like a live story. So she was always on her guard. And I find that with celebrities, that they never truly switch off because they can't in public. And the only time they can relax is when they're at home. So for me, yes, with all the money in the world, they have no freedom. Mm. And with all the lack of money I have, at least I have my freedom. Yeah. And I can relax. I'm not worried about my children. I'm not worried about somebody going to hurt me or so, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, we all get a bit of hassle online, but they're usually from people who don't know you. But I can definitely live a very safe, comfortable life. And I wouldn't fancy it, Miriam. I would not fancy all those millions, but you pay for it.
Absolutely. Well, look, it looks like it's a fantastic show. You're Living with
Thank
Lucy
you so much.
With Caitlyn Jenner is going out tonight on Virgin Media One TV at 9 o'clock. Yeah. Lucy, Candy, thanks so much for taking the time to speak to me this
Pleasure.
Morning.
Pleasure. Thanks for talking to me. And congratulations on your book. I can't wait to read it.
Thank you, Lucy.
I cannot wait.
Bye, Lucy. Right, Slán. We'll take a break.